And my guests today are Randy Neumeier, who you might know from the Sunday Service, doing some comedy for that. That makes it sound like you're in the Sunday Service.
You were yeah, I did it once.
Retail Nightmares. When's that episode come out? Or did it already come out?
July 4th.
July 4th. Okay. You can see her around town. Comedy Mix, Yuck Yucks. Really great comic and a new comic and an amazing friend.
Hey. Anna Pacheco, hello.
And my driver today, and she crashed about 15 minutes ago. So
I scraped the side of a wall while I was parking.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that was a high-pressure situation. You've got someone behind you.
Yeah. It's
you're,
tough.
You're squeezing in. It was bad.
Is this actually the most popular morning show? Or is that how you just started off?
I said it's your favorite.
Your favorite. Oh, okay.
Show. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not the most popular morning show. I think that would be...
It probably should be, though.
Yeah, it definitely should be. We can play songs that, you know, other morning shows, it's just like, you got, it's National Waffle Day. Did you know that? It's every single day is like a holiday, and they fake laugh every joke.
It's Yellow T-shirt Day.
Yeah, and it's the same, always the same music. Woo, it is hot in here.
It is.
We're going to have to prop open that door. We've got Kathleen McGee calling in at 10:30. The hilarious, you might know her. She's been on TV. Very funny comic, and she's at Yuck Yucks all weekend. All ladies on this show today.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's no national day. I looked at my day planner. Ooh. It's no national day today.
Yeah.
Shoot.
So we're going to have to, no resting on our laurels, no hack bits, just hard-hitting riffs for the next, at least an hour.
The huge.
And I'm so sorry that we didn't start on time. I feel really bad, but I will forgive myself. And how are you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Yeah. How so?
Oh, I just like worked really hard last night and everyone else did not.
Yeah.
Shoot. Yeah.
Where do you work?
Boston Pizza.
Nice.
I guess that's what I should say.
It's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard it's a hard place to work, actually.
Yes.
It's pretty busy.
Boston Pizza. My food of choice whenever I'm driving from one place to another place. If that's like the only thing I can find is always Boston Pizza.
Do you eat it in the car while you're driving?
Yeah. I think that's better.
Yeah.
I try not, no offense, Randy, but I try not to spend too much time.
No one wants to be seen there.
Boston Pizza's.
But I have to seen there.
Yeah. Well, how much sleep did you get?
Like 5 hours.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, this could be a rough one. the creative juices are
flowing.
I slept like a baby. I was going to watch, my roommate and I were going to watch The Hunting Ground, a documentary about campus rape. Got 5 minutes in, we were like, can't do this. So we watched Jackass 3.5. We jumped from like...
Probably a good choice.
Yeah, and it was slow motion cock windmills. Oh,
man.
Much better choice.
Yeah, for sure.
Couldn't deal with the...
Is that the one where he puts his dingus in a snake thing with a mouse costume?
No, that's 3.5 is like they added a bunch of new stuff and they had interviews. There was some really good stuff. Highly recommend Jackass 3.5. I think it kind of slipped through the cracks. Not a lot of people saw that one.
No, it's highbrow.
It's
a must see.
It's good stuff. Yeah. How about you? How was your night, Anna?
It's pretty good. What did I do? I went to Benny's Bagels. Which was sweet.
Oh, yeah, I saw you
I
last
saw
night.
You there. Yeah,
well, and then I left.
Yeah, you left right away. Fair
you
enough.
You kind of have a Snow White thing going on. Not
yeah.
kind of. You do have a Snow White thing going
I do,
on. You're
yeah.
dressed as Snow White.
It's What's going on it's here? A mistake. Someone told me I looked like Daisy Duck yesterday.
I think Snow White's
yeah, it's nicer.
Kind of a nicer way to put that.
I just think I look like a tall baby. So either of those sound yeah. better than that to me.
I am a tall baby.
You are. You also yeah. said you slept like a baby.
I did, yeah. I had some very, very... But I feel like it's harder to get up... Like, I feel like Randy probably had an easier time getting up than me because when
right.
I have good dreams, like
oh,
when I'm in a
hard.
Deep sleep, I'm coming back from the abyss, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I have so far to go. And it's such a lovely, I dreamt that there was this lovely British woman in my dream.
Oh, nice.
And I was in high school, but everyone was my age, so it wasn't weird. Like, it just turned out that like everybody in their late 20s was in high school. I dream about high school a lot.
Right.
I really have a weird high school Lynchian thing yeah. going on in my subconscious. Randy, questions, comments?
Just sitting here, hanging out.
Turn your mic off.
You look.
Don't you hate it when people say you look tired?
No. Yeah. Obviously.
That is.
Unless that's unless that's the look I'm going for, and then I'm like proud because I nailed it.
Yeah. Right? Thank you.
I always say thank you. I'm like, thank you so much.
I know. I worked on the bags under my eyes for hours. Nailed it. Yeah. It's like a baseball shirt. I like it.
Yeah, I'm dressed like a jock right now.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you're dressed like a high school bully.
I know. I was going to say intimidated. Yeah.
You have to dress as them so they can't bully you.
Fair enough. I feel like you're going to ask me to prom and then you're going to throw a milkshake in my face later. Yeah.
That's why I like this jacket. It looks like I have a jock boyfriend, but I don't.
Right, yeah.
Aw.
If you want something, just be it. You can be your own boyfriend.
You changed so much after high school because I saw like an old picture of you.
Yeah.
And you really found yourself after high school.
No, it was just because I was afraid to, for anyone to notice me. So I didn't do any of the things I wanted to do.
Oh.
Like dress nice or, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
And then I was like, fuck it. I'm going to wear skirts.
All right. We're on the radio.
Yeah.
Feel free to swear.
Oh, sorry.
Just contribute nothing and swear. That's good. Randy Neumeier. All right.
Rude.
Let's plug some gigs. What's where are you guys going to be soon?
I'm doing the $1,000 comedy search for best amateur comedian at the Emerald, which I am very underqualified for, but also excited for.
When is that?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, I told all my friends to come, and then I forgot to tell them to book tickets, so none of them can come now.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Neumeier.
Next week on the 17th, me and my friends Fatima and Essay run a show at Havana at 10:30, which is where comics do comedic lists, and then improvisers go up and play off them.
Did you switch venues for that?
No, it was always at Havana.
Oh, was it?
But we have a show at Café du Soleil, but that's on hiatus right now.
Oh, right. Yeah, improv. So how many of the list shows have you done so far?
We've done two.
Oh, yeah? How are they going?
Good, actually. It's super funny.
I love the concept of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's next Friday?
Yeah.
Don't miss that show. What's the show called? The List Show?
Yeah, it's called The List.
I just totally guessed.
That's amazing. Did you guys come up with that concept yourself?
Yeah, I came up with it.
Nice. It's so good.
Wow.
It's really good.
No, I mean, it's going to be cool. I was... I will be at Yuck Yucks Abbotsford next week, and then I'll be at the Yuck Off Yuck Yucks on Thursday. So don't miss that. Annie. Last year, I made it through the first round and then bombed horribly. So, you know, either one of those things could happen.
But
either way, it'll be funny.
You just won the one-hitter quitter comedy showdown.
Yeah, I feel like I got about 2 days of juice out of that, and nobody cares anymore.
I care.
So
always.
But
did you have friends at the Yuck Off?
You last year?
Yeah.
When I bombed?
No, when you got through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I did. Not at the one hitter, though.
Okay.
A lot
that's
of people
good.
Brought friends. I just brought my mom.
Nice.
Yeah. My mom watched me win. I was so proud.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. I got my stepdad to buy, it's my mom's birthday, and I got my stepdad to buy her a bunch of flowers. and because you can use those flower send services. I was like, this is insane. I should just ask him to buy flowers and then write like a flower company on it or something,
yeah.
Like, and pretend that I sent them, and then I'll just pay you the next time. I save like $50.
That's a smart way to do
she
it.
She was thrilled. Yeah, don't pay flower companies.
No. We should just start our own, just for moms.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I have no problem.
Too much work.
Fair enough.
Okay, guys, so feel free to jump in.
Okay.
Say stuff, yeah.
Do you guys hear about, there's a sinkhole.
Here we go.
There's a sinkhole.
Few days old, maybe something a little more current, but yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about it.
My girlfriend's in Ottawa, and she was.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, yeah, she's been, well, when she landed there, she's all like, I gotta go find Trudeau now. She's obsessed with Trudeau. She's like, I'm looking for Trudeau. And I was like, I think he's buried near Parliament. Oh, Pierre. She didn't like that one, so I bombed with. And then she was like, hey, did you hear about that sinkhole? I'm like, a bottomless pit that you could just fall forever into? Sounds like Justin Trudeau's eyes.
Oh, man.
That bombed, too. So my Trudeau riffing is
like it, huh?
Not happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, fair enough. I just found about it. I found out about it.
Yeah.
But that's terrifying to me.
Is it like a legit sink? Like it
I think
ground
so.
falling out.
Yeah, yeah. Like a concrete
what is a
road
sinkhole?
When it's like when the
it's
foundation
literally a
gives yeah. There's no like foundation anymore, yeah. Like gives out and then the ground just sinks in.
Oh. Did anyone die? Did anyone
know.
Fall in?
I didn't get that far.
I don't think so.
No.
What else is going on in the news?
I'm always worried about pets dying more than people.
Me too. All
I
with
think
everything.
Everyone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're preaching to the choir with Randy.
Yeah.
Very worried about all the cats in Fort McMurray.
Why is this such a big story? I've seen this. A seagull has gained internet fame after he was turned bright orange after falling into a vat of chicken tikka masala. He's doing really well. He's a little bit thin. A little bit thin.
And then it said he smelled really good.
Yeah.
Do you believe that? I feel like he'd smell really bad.
Well,
it depends
like chicken,
how you feel about Indian food.
That's true.
I love Indian food.
Right. Okay, and you think he'd smell good.
I guess that's logical, yeah. Man.
I feel like we're in this weird age now where we have, like, gap. We have, news will either be like, ISIS is now using sulfuric acid to kill their victims, and then it'll be like, seagull fell into curry pot, you know? There's
right.
no middle ground.
Yeah, there's not.
Well, people just want animal news.
Yeah.
Like, if we could only have animal news, we'd be so happy.
Animal news website.
Unless
oh,
it's
I'd
bad
love that.
Animal news.
Yeah, well, we don't want those things.
Yeah.
We've had a lot lately.
We're already sacrificing our credibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in Australia, they had two fatal shark attacks in a week, and now they're like, let's kill the sharks. What? You went in the ocean.
Yeah.
You risked it.
That's their territory.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I feel like if we could tell sharks this, they'd be like, what?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is insane. Ever heard of shark fin soup?
I know.
Guess what that's made of? You know, it's like they cut our fins off and then throw us into the ocean. So we just kind of twitch our way
horrible.
Into the abyss. I've said abyss 3 times already.
Clearly you're thinking about it.
Yeah, but it's crazy. I mean, I feel like they should be allowed to kill. It's like open season. Like, you know how when we go hunting season, it's like you can kill the deer.
Yeah.
I feel like sharks can.
Yeah, well, you go in the ocean. It's your,
it's
your risk.
Totally. And there's, but yeah, shark attacks, ooh, scary. And there's alligator attacks. I've seen like 2 alligator attacks. I thought
you saw them in person.
No, that'd be awesome.
That'd be dope.
That would be on my Instagram for sure.
Yeah.
AlexBieron88. but did you know that an alligator has 300 times the bite power of a human? So like if I bit into a steak as hard as I could,
man.
An alligator has 30 times that.
That's insane.
And
so he wants his steak rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I only half got that. Maybe 25%. Yeah, but I wanted to watch back to the hunting ground. I wanted to watch that because I've been reading about the Stanford. This is blowing up. This is insane.
Oh my God,
Joe Biden's writing.
Is he?
He wrote an open letter.
Oh
what is an open letter? Do you send it to the person or is it just like, hey, she'll find it?
Isn't it for the internet?
I want to start writing open letters.
It's for the public.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But today I just read an article where the American Swim Association banned him for life.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. This guy is really like, his life is over.
I know.
Yeah. Aren't you the guy who, there's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel bad for him a little bit?
I do, actually, because I'm like,
God.
Because most rapists, they don't get broadcast. He's like famous now for being a rapist.
There's so many worst rapists that completely get away with it. They must be like, whew. He's like the Jesus of race taking, for all the. Okay. And content warning. Content warning, people. Comedy show. But.
I feel like also, because so much of it is like his dad's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. He's like, shut up, dad.
That one comment, 20 minutes of whatever it was, is like in every article.
I'd love to, like, you shoot someone in the head and you're like, hey, that was like 1 second of action.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, and then his dad is like, after Brock raped her, he's being seriously affected by the crime.
He can't enjoy it.
Like, saying that you've been affected by raping somebody is like the Boston Strangler being like, I really hurt my wrist choking out all those women.
And, oh, my God.
Oh, we got a phone call.
Oh,
speaking of women, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Kathleen.
Hey, Kathleen. I don't know if you were listening to the show. We are having just a great discussion.
I didn't hear it.
That's probably for the best. Okay. Well, we're talking about what?
Oh,
a little louder? A little louder?
Yeah.
Okay, here. Yeah, hold on. I want Kathleen. Hey, say hi to Randy Neumeier.
Hey, Randy.
Hello, Kathleen.
Can you guys all hear Kathleen?
Yes.
How are we doing?
Yes.
Yeah, it's better.
We can tell a little more juice in the headphones. How's nice. That?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Headphones.
How's your morning going, Kathleen?
It's good. I'm paying bills.
Oh, that's fun.
That sounds bad.
It's so exciting to be an adult. I'm thrilled.
I recently got Shaw, and you can get wireless all over the city.
Yeah.
Shaw Go. So yeah. I'm like, okay, well, this is sweet. I'll call Rogers and I'll lower my data because I've had like 6 gigs of data a month. So I'm like, so now I only need one. So I call and he's like, okay, yeah, for sure. I can do that for you. Hey, did you know that you've been able to get all these like free things this whole time for the past like 3 years? You could have had like free Spotify and Show Me. He's like, no, I guess you won't have it anymore. I'll just lower you down. I'm like, if I could have killed this guy through the phone, I would have.
And that would have been 1 minute of action.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cell phone companies are like the worst in Canada. Like, I don't even know how they get away. I don't even know how people work for them. Like, I just don't understand. Like, they're just the most evil people.
I think they're
not
like
the people, but the companies.
I think they're like the wall in Game of Thrones. Like, they take all the worst criminals and send them to the wall. I think that's where all the telemarketers come from.
Oh, I could not work for a cell phone company. Like, I know how many people I've let loose on. And I used to work at like a call center for like a department store. So we would get people would yell at us all the time. And I know what it's like. But oh my gosh, like when you get a $400 cell phone bill and you're like, why? What did I do?
Yeah. I'm with Wind. So mine's only like 60, but it's the worst. I went to Victoria and my phone wouldn't even work. I was like,
yeah, I tried to do those too. And they don't cover everywhere. It's like, and then everyone's like, well, it's illegal what they're doing. I'm like, well, it can't be illegal because they're still doing it.
Yeah.
And oh, also say hi to Anna.
Oh, hi.
Sorry to
snub. Hi, Anna.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Have you guys met?
Nice to meet you.
I've seen her host at Goldie's, but she does not know who I am.
Oh, exciting,
yes.
Making friends in the morning.
Woohoo.
We were talking about the hot in the news, the Stanford rapist.
Oh, yeah.
Brock. And did you read the open letter from Joe Biden?
No, I haven't read it yet, but I've seen memes and I feel like it's amazing. Like, I've seen lots of women being like, we love Joe Biden.
Yeah, I like Joe Biden.
I want more men to be like Joe Biden there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
you know what I was thinking actually today, because this has been in the news, and I just did that tour called Rape is Real is Everywhere, and Randy has done that show. And so I think that if you talk to any woman ever, they will tell you that they've had maybe not quite like a rape, but at least a really uncomfortable sexual situation, which makes me wonder, does that mean like every dude has done something super bad?
Kathleen, hashtag not all men.
I know.
That's say.
What I'm trying. Like, I'm wondering if there's guys that are like seeing all this stuff come to fruition and being like, oh God, I hope nobody ever finds out about that time that I made that really horrible mistake. You know? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's dark. I don't know.
I think the sad answer to your question is probably yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I've heard about a lot of guys who are like, they didn't know what consent was. And then they were like, oh. And then they realized it.
Yeah.
I think it's hard.
Like, in the 80s, in the movies, they like, I just watched Adventures in Babysitting, and this like kid that's like supposed to be 13 in the movie says, are you going to rape me, to the babysitter? And I'm like, okay, so like, yeah, like 10 years ago even, nobody really kind of, it was still a very, very blurred line. So I can see how like 10 years ago a guy might have done something and then thought, oh my God, I would never do that today. What a horrible thing. But I think that because we're talking about it more, I think more guys are going to be like, yeah, I shouldn't be like finding the drunkest girl in the room and taking her home. Or I shouldn't, like, you know, I think that it's good that everybody's talking about it, but still.
I think that liquor is a huge part of it. You know, if you're the kind of guy that, like you said, is going to the Cambie, finding a really drunk girl, you know, like, if you do that every weekend, one of those weekends, it's going to get a little gray area.
Yeah.
And I feel like
even.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
even the Stanford rapist guy was like, oh, I was drunk. There was a lot of alcohol involved. So, yeah, you can't say booze had, like, you can't blame alcohol for that. Like, if I could blame alcohol for so many of my decisions that have changed my life, then I would, but I can't.
Of course. Yeah. I'm not blaming it. I'm just saying that.
No, I know.
Probably in situations like that. Yeah, it's creepy. You know, I was talking to my roommate about that, and we were going, well, if one in three women, you know, is going through this, then that means that probably a lot of our friends have done this. And then there was a weird moment where we just kind of looked at each other. And we were like,
yeah.
It was like a Mexican, like which one of us?
Right,
it was like the end of the Thing, where there's only the two guys left, and then like one of us is the alien.
Yeah. I know. I always do that for statistics. I just like walk into a room and I'm like, some of these people are bad people, and I don't know which ones.
Mm-hmm. One out of five of these people doesn't wash their hands after they go to the bathroom.
Oh my God.
And they also rape women.
Yeah. But yeah, what is it like being, I've never even thought to ask that. What's it like to be a dude right now where it's like, you know, you probably, every time you try to have sex with a girl, you're like, oh my God, is she going to accuse me of raping her?
Well, no, I don't think that. I think that's, if you're ever like, that's well, good. This could be interpreted the wrong way. It's like, but I was at, here's another thing. I was at the Rape is Real and Everywhere show at the Rickshaw.
Yeah.
Great show. And you know what I noticed? I mean, if you go to like a show at Hot Art Wet City, a comedy show, which is holds, I don't know, 30 people, there's always going to be like, I don't know, 2, 3, 5 comics supporting it, right? You've got some female comics and some male comics. I looked everywhere. There was 0 male comedians supporting that show at the Rickshaw, an almost sold out Rickshaw. Not one male comedian could go.
On a Sunday night, too. Yeah, I noticed that, too.
That is staggering, you know? Like, and the only reason I was there, I mean, I'd love to white knight this and be like, I was the only. And, you know, and I am proud that I was there, but I also, like, I was there because my girlfriend, it's a really important show for her, and CITR was recording it. So even me, like I didn't go and buy a ticket. But I mean, there should have been like every male comic from Vancouver, like, we stand behind you. We're not going to go.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't want them all to be like, you know, making us these martyrs or stuff like that. But it was odd to see that there was like no support from the male comics in the city. And maybe they just were so, maybe they were just uncomfortable and they didn't want to, but again, like, we were made uncomfortable, so, you know what I mean?
I mean,
but,
yeah, you're just sitting in the audience. I mean, if the people on stage can recount their, you know, their rape, I'm pretty sure that you can sit.
And it was a powerful show. It was an amazing show to watch.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Every time I did it.
It was really funny.
Like, I went to the island with them, and like every show was like hilarious.
Yeah, like there was only one show that I did out of, I think I did about 5 of them, where there was a girl who was really upset. Like she started to cry, but the reason she was crying was because she was listening to someone's story, and she was like, "That happened to me. I didn't know that I was raped," and it kind of just all hit her like a ton of bricks. Because I think a lot of women just don't want to be known as the girl that got raped.
Well, Kathleen, I went out with some people after that show, and somebody had a breakdown because they were thinking about your story. I'm not making this up. They were thinking about your story, and they were like, that reminded me of a time where that happened to me, and I had blocked it out of my mind.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I'd convinced myself that didn't happen. And hearing you say it was like, no, that did happen to me, a sexual assault. So, you know, it's powerful stuff for sure.
And it's good to talk about. It is like that tour, I'm so proud of Emma and Heather, because it was amazing to be on that tour and just to see all the people coming out. And it was amazing to see how many men were coming to the show, because I thought this was going to be like a super heavy female audience. But even at the Rickshaw, there was a lot of men there. And throughout the tour, like I did Calgary, I mentioned in Winnipeg, there was always a lot of men. And even the women that came up after, they were like, we were just impressed to see men at this show. Like, I think a lot of women think that it's not an issue that men care about, but I think a lot of men do. Like, not every dude is a shitty dude. Am I allowed to say the S word on here? Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, well, we were talking about that Brock guy. How do you feel about that? How he's kind of becoming the face for
good.
All
yeah. Good. I hope his life is destroyed. I that whole situation is disgusting. And then I saw a video about how there was a, it is a race thing too. You know, there was a like a story of a black male college athlete that did the same thing pretty much, and he was put, he was sent to jail for 25 years.
Oh my God.
So why does this rich white kid get off with 6 months because it might destroy his life? Yeah, you made a choice.
He's got
and
a,
it's gonna
a
ruin
backstroke.
Your life. Yeah. He's what?
He's got a wicked backstroke, Kathleen.
Well, he got banned from like Swim America or whatever they're called. They said he's banned for life.
Yeah, that's
he can
great.
Never swim. I think this should happen to more rapists. I think that if you're gonna have no sentence, then your face should get spread all over the internet. I think that this is amazing how fast it spread and how quickly his face. Now, if you would see that guy in the street, you'd know who he is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it really surprises me, and it's disturbing to me that, I mean, he's lost the battle. The public has decided, you did this, it's awful. Isn't this kind of like, I've got to, as quickly as possible, go, okay, I take responsibility, I'm sorry. Like, I need to fix my future here. Yeah. I'm so sorry. It's like, wouldn't that make sense? Like, stop fighting this.
It would make sense. But
and
clearly,
still,
like,
no responsibility by the family.
White rich people don't think that the rules apply to them a lot of the time.
Right.
You know, like look at his father. Look what his father said.
Yeah,
20 minutes of action.
Yeah.
That makes my stomach sick.
I think he said
that phrase, 20 minutes of action. That wasn't action.
So what else is going on with you, Kathleen? Anything a little, I don't know. You're at Yuck Yucks this weekend, right? Hope I'm getting that right.
I'm at Yuck Yucks this weekend. And then on the 23rd, I go out for a bunch of weeks. I'm going to go to Calgary, Edmonton, Toronto, Ottawa, Muskoka. I have a special show during the Stampede at Calgary that I can't totally announce yet, but it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going on tour. And I've got lots of stuff in my little fire.
Very nice.
That I can't talk about yet.
You live with Brett and who else again?
Brett Nicholson and Ryan Williams.
Right. How's that? What's the dynamic there?
It's fun. Sometimes I'll just passive aggressively clean the kitchen and then the other stuff gets done. I don't know. I've had lots of different living room situations. I've never lived with two male comics before. So it's fun. Like they're not even that bad, actually. They're actually pretty great. But they do like forget to do things. And I'm a girl, so I'm like, I just want this like box of bottles and cans to be either taken to the recycling or put in the back alley. So that old Asian lady can come and get them.
At least you get to hang out with Rocky.
I love Rocky. Rocky is the favorite boy, is my favorite of the three boys that I live with. Rocky is Brett's dog. Rocky is the greatest dog ever. He's so sweet.
Let me ask you guys this. And we'll end on this for the call because we got some ads and stuff. But I signed up for Bark and Borrow, which is like Tinder for dogs.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Bark and Borrow.
Wait, do you date the dogs then?
No. Yes, I should have phrased that a little bit. It's the same template as Tinder where you like swipe or you kind of like find, oh, that's a cute dog. And then you can message the owner and be like, I want to arrange a play date.
Are you serious?
I love that.
Yeah. And you can also, but here's the thing. You can also be a sitter where you go like, you get jobs. So I was like, I want to be a sitter. And this person right away emailed me a picture of their dog. It's one of those wishbone dogs.
Oh,
and its name is Gnocchi.
I love that.
And it was like, I want you to sit for my dog. But now I'm really freaked out because like, I've never had a dog. Like I really love dogs.
Yeah.
So do you think I would just like totally screw it up? Like
you're going to be a great sitter. I believe in you.
Yeah.
What if they're going to ask me like,
things will just kick in.
How do you, I wish I could be a dog walker. I love dogs, but like how do you break into this industry? You know, I feel like it's just have a dog.
It's just you fake it till you make it. You pretend like you know how to do it.
You just have a sense of worry. Like I cat sit and I worry about my cat all the time. So I never do anything bad.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it.
Sense of worry. Okay, I can get into that. All right, Kathleen. Bark and Borrow. Recommend that.
Bark and Borrow. Let's look into that.
Check out her shows at Yucks this weekend. And if you're a guy, don't be a douche canoe.
Start being nice. Start treating girls the way you would treat, like, your family.
Cats. Yeah, your family.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys. Kathleen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye,
guys.
Okay, bye.
We're going to take a little break here, listen to Ophage, It Ain't Easy, and some ads. And, yeah, thanks.
Attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
What's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief Crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Oat. You know, he's dope. Yo. And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we're going to up you on how we just chill.
All right, you're back. And we had a nice little break. Talked about maybe getting brunch. I am hungry. Haven't had I quit coffee recently. No more coffee. No more energy, but no more anxiety.
Oh, that's
good. Bit of a trade-off.
Yeah.
I used to get very anxious. You guys drink coffee?
No, because it would be like equivalent of like taking cocaine for me, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no.
Brandy? I drink coffee and I have anxiety.
Yeah. Let's get into this. I think at least a couple times in the past, I've tried to give you a hug, and you have visibly recoiled.
Oh, I wasn't really hugged as a child.
Yeah.
People
so I stopped doing
noticed
it.
That. Like my best friend's like, I don't really hug you because you do
don't
not
like
it. Like I actually got used to it recently because like everyone in Vancouver hugs for some reason.
Oh, I love a hug.
Yeah, but like I did not have hugs a lot. So.
It's funny how that you would think that if you don't get hugs, you would want hugs.
Yeah.
But you just develop a cold.
Yeah.
Independence. It's independence.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
I feel like people use independence for, like, any antisocial.
Yeah.
My mom actually brags to people that I'm so independent.
Nice.
Yeah.
So independent.
You should talk to my parents because they want me to be more dependent. Independent.
More dependent. Yeah. Freudian slip.
We want you to stay home forever.
My mom paid for a lot more education for my sister.
Oh.
But I was like, Mom, I'm in the entertainment industry. I don't need school. So
that's
how about you
said.
Just give me a bunch of money to pay off my credit card?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then I won't be in debt from, it'll be perfect.
Oh, man. Is your sister older than you?
She's younger.
Oh,
more
really?
Successful.
Oh, man.
She's teaching in Korea right now.
Mm. My sister's doing her master's in Amsterdam, so I feel you.
I just found out my ex-girlfriend is now dating a, get this, professional boxer / engineer.
Whoa.
Flies her all over the world. Fights off people like me. So congrats.
Yeah, that's
and,
good.
And I'll try to be a better man for my current
GF.
Girlfriend. Wonderful lady. She's in Ottawa right now,
oh,
as
cool.
I mentioned before.
You did.
Yeah, time difference. I keep forgetting. Keep calling her at night.
Oh,
waking her up.
She's
not a real understanding of how the world works.
It's
in
hard.
My brain.
It's
yeah.
a big world.
It is. And it's getting harder and harder to avoid Game of Thrones spoilers.
I
signed on to Facebook late at night and somebody writes, yes, blank is still alive. I knew it. I'm like, you bastard.
No kidding.
I was so upset and I wrote, oh, we got a caller.
Oh, man. I want to know what you wrote.
This is Jon Snow. Hello. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. I mean, why would it work? Okay, that's fine. Call in again if that didn't work for you. Yeah, and I wrote like three furious responses.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I can't. Because you want your anger to translate into an understanding. You want them to apologize.
Yeah.
But they're just going to be like, whoa, you are way out of line.
I know.
Like,
but
if you
it's
don't...
on you. You have to know not to go online till you've watched it.
No, but still, you can't, like, why do people feel the need to say it then?
It's the times are different. Spoilers used to be kept secret. They're not
Hello.
Anymore. It's your own fault.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Gavin, we're just talking some spoilers. Say hi to...
Yeah, I know. That's why I called in feverishly, and then you hung up on me.
Well,
like, oh, Game of Thrones spoilers. This person put on Facebook that blank is still alive, as if just saying blank replaces the spoiler part of it. Somebody's still alive. Thanks,
yeah.
Alex.
Yeah, well, no, this gets me into the next part. I called... See, a spoiler is like a virus.
It is.
Because, see,
yeah.
I just partially infected Gavin. Now he...
Yep.
But, because, like, I called my girlfriend, and I was like, would you believe... Your friend Marina wrote that this was still alive, and she's like, did you just spoil that for me?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, no, you see? She did it through me. And it's just a never-ending circle of suffering. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the worst part is when I think somebody has spoiler-ruined me, and I get really mad at them, but I just forgot the fact that had just happened. Like, I just completely forgot the plot line that I learned about years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you
I
already
just
knew?
I raged at my brother. He sent me a picture of, like, Nick Fury's gravestone. He's just like, check this out. I'm like, how dare you, sir? He's like,
did you just spoil that?
We watched it together.
He did. He totally did.
You just did the thing.
That movie came out years ago.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah. Well.
And I'd completely forgotten about it. But I was equally angry. I was like, oh, you just ruined, like, the new Captain America. He's like, no, I didn't. We watched that movie together. We talked about it.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no.
Oh, go, well, Randy. I mean, it's all about you. Yeah.
Why, I, like, haven't
like
said anything
no,
for, like, 5 minutes.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, actually, I thought Gavin put a spoiler on Facebook one day, and I was, like, enraged. And then I watched the Game of Thrones episode, and I was like, oh, it wasn't a spoiler. Sorry, Gavin.
Yeah.
You're welcome. What did I say?
Something about ravens?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I was just talking about I was going up to the Yukon and to hold all your ravens. That had nothing
yeah,
to do with it.
Yeah, I was
though.
Like,
Someone sends a raven in the next episode. Now I'm going to be waiting for that.
I love the raven.
Get a letter.
I love the raven system of communication.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I just watched this episode where someone gets a raven and it's like, oh, yeah, this got redirected from. It's like you can forward ravens, like emails.
Oh, yeah.
This is.
You didn't know that?
How
yeah, pigeons can't be forwarded. Ravens can be
yeah.
forwarded.
Is this
a
real
carbon copy with ravens?
Can you do this with ravens in real life, or are they kind
no.
of? Is this like a fantasy raven?
This is fantasy.
I think
you could. No,
I think
ravens
it's real.
Are smart.
Yeah.
Well, you could
like,
send them, but you
raven
can't.
Couldn't.
They have
you
to.
Think a raven couldn't outperform a pigeon.
Well, don't they have to learn like the pathway? They can't. You can't just like be like, go to this other place.
Well, actually,
go
if
to
I may, with a little bit of Game of Thrones knowledge. they actually mention how you need to have a raven. If you want to send a raven to King's Landing, you need to have a raven from King's Landing so it knows to go home.
Oh.
You can't just tell the raven, go to this place, and he'll go. You need to have a collection of ravens from different places so that you know where to set. They know where to go when you release them. It's just like how pigeons work, basically. You need to know.
Yeah.
You need to have a home for the pigeon, take it from that home, tie stuff to its leg, and then let it fly back home. That's how ravens and pigeons would work.
It's not like the owls in Harry Potter. They're
no.
They know exactly
yeah.
where to go.
Yeah.
This is true.
See, that's why
yeah,
it's so much easier
better.
When you write a wizard fiction, because it's, yeah. like, it's just magic.
It is.
Everything's, it's a plot hole. No, it's magic. It's a magical
yeah.
plot hole.
Email's a lot better. Email would have saved so many wizard lives.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I wish you could just use dogs as messengers in real life. Just
I wish we could use dogs for everything.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
If a dog could serve you like drinks, that would be great.
I want to open
a tray.
Yeah. Well, I think there should be a restaurant. You know, at fancy restaurants, they bring you bowls of water to dip your fingers in mm-hmm. to clean them.
Love that.
I think they should just have dogs come lick your fingers for you.
Ugh, yucky.
Hold on.
Okay, you lost me.
A fancy restaurant that brings you a little like. Water for dipping your fingers in. Like, is your idea of a fancy restaurant just all-you-can-eat ribs night?
Yeah, because we have that at the place I work at, and that is not a fancy restaurant.
Only the finest bowls of water before you dig into your meat lovers. I'll tell you what I like. A warm cloth.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, man.
You have all-you-can-eat wings. If they gave you a warm cloth like you're on an airplane, now it's
yeah.
fancy.
Oh, I
Otherwise,
want a warm cloth.
You're just getting
right
lemon
now.
Water from Boston Pizza or something on all you can eat wings night.
My face has like three layers of grease on it, you know? I'm so dirty right now. It's,
oh, man.
It's horrible.
Is it, like, from different sources, like human grease and then some food grease and then, like, other grease?
Yeah. Grease. Well, I've got coconut oil on there. Mm. And I'm nice. Well, this is good, but it's also bad. And then I'm exercising and too tired and there's dirt and, you know.
You
went to a fancy restaurant, had some wings.
I don't like washing my face.
Oh.
I feel like there's no easy way of doing it without getting water all over my bathroom.
But didn't you just say you liked hot cloths? Don't you wash your face with a cloth?
That'd be good.
That's a good...
If he's at a fancy place.
I prefer a splash.
Really?
Yeah.
You're one of the...
Yeah.
But I don't understand how that actually cleans your face. Isn't it just
you
like...
You put the soap, you wet your face, you rub all the soap in, and then you just... splash water on your face.
No, but then see, okay, no. Because
no
then
you teach you this, Alex.
Then you've got soap on your. This, you're like the people who,
what
they like, they'll put soap on the cloth, and water,
no.
And then wipe the plate, and then put it on. I'm like, no, now it has soap
be
on
rinsed.
It.
It has to be rinsed.
Yeah, it has to be rinsed.
Yeah,
there's no soap left. The water rinses it.
Not if you. No, I'm with Alex on this one.
You put soap. And water on your hand and then splash it on your
face.
No,
I put soap on my face.
You just rub a soap bar on your face?
No, it's like liquid facial cleanser.
Oh, ooh.
I have to wash my face.
I used to be two and I just went on birth control for it.
I will say that Randy has a flawless complexion. No zits.
True.
Now I do.
True.
Anyway, we're... No... Yeah, I don't know. we're all pretty good. We're all pretty nice. Gavin, what else is going on with you? You got any shows coming up? We've been plugging away.
Monday I'm at Waterfront Comedy, run the newish show run by Morris. My first time there, so I'm very excited for that. That'll be swell. I'm going to show there with my face washed and everything. It's going to be great.
Randy, what are you saying? I can't read your
lips. Phone number?
Phone number for what? Oh,
for
to call in?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want someone to call in or if anyone wants to call in, 604-822-2487. You can catch Gavin at Waterfront Comedy. And I'm going to let you go, buddy. We got to play some more ads.
Absolutely.
And then maybe another phone call from, I don't know, Kevin Hart, Todd Barry, local Vancouver comedian. you never know who's going to call in on this show. And you can hear our recent interviews with professional comics Ivan Decker and Mark Normand, fresh off his Conan appearance on our YouTube channel. Search for that. I don't know. Stalk me on Twitter. Talk to me in real life. We'll be back real soon. And I just realized I don't have a song lined up, so we'll have to kill some time until I play something. What kind of music you guys want to listen to?
Gangster rap, probably.
Got into trouble playing that.
Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, that's cute.
I was listening to it today, and I remembered, I used to love this band.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm really bad with band names. I'll just know songs when I hear them, and I don't know the names of them.
Yeah.
So I just discovered Spotify, which is amazing, because then it tells me. I used to just hear it and think I'd never hear it again.
That's one of the things that the Rogers guy said I could get for free.
Yeah.
And I would love to have a free Spotify.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Love a spot. It's great.
Couldn't you have been like, can I have those things now?
I should have.
Yeah.
I've heard that if you're just assertive in life and especially in
life.
That you get things. But
it's
I just
true.
Cower.
Yeah. Caring's easier.
Yeah. It's not easy to say what you want. I should try for a week to try to get everything.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I want starting now.
Oh.
I already feel like a tremendous amount of pressure in my chest. That's horrible. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be back real soon on 101.9. You're listening to Vancouver, right? Show me where the money is. I got it all now.
For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Hear that, sister. We are back on 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. Going long today, but we were late, so that's okay. And I'm here with Randy Neumeier and Anna Pachenko. How do I say your last name?
Pacheco.
Pacheco? Oh,
yeah. Is it not Pachenko?
It's not, but I mean, you can if
that
you want.
That sounds good, though.
Yeah, it sounds baller.
Yeah, I like that. It's like the sound money makes when it hits the floor.
Pachenko.
Yeah.
Father's Day coming up.
I know. Mm-hmm. What day is it?
The happiest day of the year for guys like me. You guys like your dads?
Love him.
My dad's like the best person ever.
That must be nice.
I love Randy's.
When I moved out, my dad was like, I miss driving you around.
Oh my God.
I was like, he really likes me.
Man, that's great. What's his name?
Jerry.
Shout out Jerry. Oh, great name too. Yeah. He just sounds nice.
Yeah, he does.
Jerry and Randy.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, I really don't like my, we'll get too far off track here, but like I don't like my middle name. I don't like the way my full name really is. Like my girlfriend right now comes from a very artistic family, and I feel like her name reflects that. Like they sound like they understand aesthetics of, you know, like her name is Madeline Jean Taylor.
That's pretty classy.
Like that's an amazing name. Yeah. And my middle name is Hagen. That has the word hag in it. And in. It's not, this is not a flowing.
It's like that guy from Labyrinth. What's his name?
Oh my God.
That little guy. I
know what you're talking about.
It starts with an H too. It's a.
I'll find this for you.
Damn it.
But yeah, I mean, it's, when I name my kid, if I have a kid, they're going to have a nice sounding. It's like, you know, if you type up a resume, you don't use Comic Sans. Mm. You make
Do
it
you
work.
Not? Oh. That explains a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, my dad's not really in the picture. Oh. Don't really get along. We actually didn't talk for a really long time. And then we kind of reconnected. Well, he went to Malaysia.
Oh.
And he leaves for Malaysia, and then he's gone for 10 years.
Okay.
And then I see him on the street like years later.
In Vancouver?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, so I talk to my sister. I'm like, wow, dad's back after like 10 years. And she's like, no, he came back like 6 years ago.
What?
He just hadn't been. Yeah. And then we reconnected and we went to see Gravity.
Oh, no, that's not a way to reconnect.
And well, we went. It's a 3D movie.
Yeah.
And I put on the glasses and they really hurt my eyes. So I was like, I don't want to watch this movie. I'm just going to go and watch like a different movie and we'll meet up after. Oh, and he never forgave me for that.
Oh my God.
He like blocked me. He was like, that is so rude. We came to watch Gravity. So
that seems rough like a dad. Double standard for him to not forgive
well,
you. But
that, it is kind of rude. Like, I'm going to go over here. Bye.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy coming from someone that has
a great dad.
I'm looking for
it's Hoggle.
Hoggle.
I remembered.
Hoggle.
Oh, yeah. Such
Hoggle.
A good movie. I didn't see it till 2 years ago. I didn't know it existed
oh, really?
Till 2 years ago.
Voiced
yeah.
by Brian Henson.
Classic. Yes. Classic Brian. He's always voicing things. Oh my god. What's so great about your dad? I want to know like specifics.
He's just like a nice person.
Yeah.
But he does have like a rage issue.
Okay.
He's rage. He like like 4 or 3 times a year he'll have a real rage attack
right.
where
Ooh.
He'll like call me a bitch or a prick or something.
A prick.
Wow.
I love how dads use like very British terms when they want to insult you.
Yeah.
Right? My dad doesn't.
My dad
too.
Doesn't. He just says I'm a horrible disappointment.
Oh. My dad's Spanish and he like he'll say things to me in Spanish and he'll say like there's a thing that if it translates to English it's like I want to break your face in half. But it sounds like it's not a big deal in Spanish, but if I'm being like a brat he'll just say like I want to break your face in half, and I'm like, oh my god.
Speaking of wanting to break people's faces in half, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Ryan.
Ryan, hello.
Hi.
You guys, it's Ryan Gunther.
I don't know him, but like nice to meet you, man.
This is Anna.
I know him.
Hi.
Alex is being
How's
weird.
How's it going?
Going good. How's your morning going, Ryan?
I just gave my cat pills, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. How's Mr. Worm? Mr. Worm is sick.
Oh, no.
Your his cat's named Mr. Worm?
Yeah.
He's sick, yeah.
Shoot, I'm sorry.
Mr.
Yep.
Worm.
That's why he gets pills.
Yeah. They're not, like, fun.
Is it hard to give a cat, do you just put it in their food? Or do you have to actually stick it?
Oh, good lord, no. It's like he fights it every day.
Ooh.
Because you have to like pry his jaws open ram it down his throat.
Yikes!
With like applesauce.
Yeah.
That's how you.
Yeah, we tried putting it in his food, and he is smart enough to just eat around it.
Mm.
Oh, cats! See, dogs.
Yeah,
no way
they're
eating around that. Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah, dogs just have bigger mouths.
True. That's also true.
Except for chihuahuas.
As dainty with their eating.
I saw a dog in a hot car yesterday and I was very upset.
What?
Break that window.
Yeah.
Break first, ask questions later.
I know.
Yeah, you're allowed
like,
to
that's
now.
It's like the time that you're encouraged to vandalize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you actually allowed?
You should see a dog reflected in the window. You should be like, party foul.
I feel like that's one of the most satisfying white knight actions to do, because not only is it very satisfying to break a window, period. The ultimate would be like if you found a dog in your ex's car in the sun. So you got to smash, like, we need to make sure he can get out, and you're just smashing like every windshield.
I love it.
You also wrote slut on the side. What did that have to do with it?
Your dog was looking at me funny.
Yeah. Yeah, freeing dogs. I think if they had a show that was all about freeing dogs from hot cars, I would watch that forever.
I'd want to be on it.
Oh, that was a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could even just do it like setups.
Yeah. Like just for laughs, gags.
Yeah. No, I don't mean like that. I just mean like it could be scripted. I feel like people love the premise so much that
all the premise
reality.
That you just, yeah.
Yeah. People love my premise.
If you
premise.
Do say so yourself. Oh, my God. No, but then I was like, because I went to my doctor and I came back and the dog was still there and it had been like 40 minutes. And then I was like about to like tell someone, but then the people came back and they're just like white trash and I was too terrified to say anything.
That dog's dead now because you didn't act.
You should have broken the window in front of them as they walked in.
My like fists bleeding.
Yeah.
Just proud.
Pull a Batman where you reach in and grab it out.
Oh, yeah.
Like you reach through the glass.
Oh,
that would
be in one motion.
I am very like Batman, so that would have worked. Yeah.
Got any shows coming up that you want to plug, Ryan?
I'm going to be doing a guest spot on Yuck Yucks Abbotsford tonight. That's the only thing I know about off the top of my head.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yuck Yucks Abbey.
Are you in the Yuck Off, Ryan?
Yeah, July 14th.
July 14th.
Yeah, I was thinking about this Yuck Off. You got 12 people on the show. It's audience vote. Mm-hmm. It's a random draw for when you're on the show. I always feel so bad for person number one because they've got to make an impression in a 12-course meal.
Yeah.
And no one ever eats a 12-course meal and then goes, you know what was really good? The bread.
I do.
The free bread they brought us at the beginning. Let's vote for that.
Mm. Yeah, it's good to get like the last spot. I had the last spot once.
I feel like that's bad too, though.
And I went through. Though, because like I was on a show with
fresh in their mind when they vote.
Yeah, but they're also the most tired. I feel like somewhere in the middle is tired,
but I was the only female comic, so when I came on stage, they were like, "Oh, something different."
That's nice. Yeah.
Alex and I cannot relate to that.
No, I am the underdog because my white privilege sets me back, so I'm a success story.
Yeah.
Because we're fighting against all that other white privilege.
You guys are an inspiration.
Just a white male.
Yeah, I get profiled.
Yeah.
We're the haystack and you're the needle.
And I've got more to offer. I'm not just a
pretty face.
Yeah.
Not just a pretty
face. Well, definitely not that. I was going to say that, but I was like this. But it is, I have a face for radio and a voice for comedy.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
Winning comedy.
Hated that. Hated that.
Didn't even say it.
I remember I made a total faux pas recently. I was the host of a show. And I gave everyone a really nice introduction. And then when it was Ryan Gunther's turn, I just did a real hot bit, killed. And I went, all right, guys, it's Ryan Gunther. No accolades at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he did. He was not pleased.
Uh-oh.
Were you not pleased, Ryan?
Are you talking about Jaggers like less than a week ago?
I am, yeah. Fresh in your mind. But you did it. But you had a great set. You have a great...
Yeah, it was fine.
You have a great happen bit, which I hope you don't mind me bringing up the premise of the joke, but it's brilliant. You were saying that happen is supposed to be good because it's putting you together with people that you bump into on the street. It's a dating app where you walk by people, but that means that if you have a bad date or start dating somebody and then break up,
you're going to bump into them all the time.
Yeah. And it's totally true.
That's true.
Horrible.
Yeah.
They should have the opposite of that app where you puts together with people that you never will run into.
Yeah.
That would be more of a hookup app, though, because you
would hook up.
You would just want to have murder sex and then leave.
Yeah. Murder sex sounds cool.
Yeah. You know?
That does not sound cool. What is murder sex?
Murder sex is where you meet a stranger and you go and none of your friends know you're going there. and you go and you have a real big chance of being murdered.
Wow.
The stakes are high.
Yeah.
The sex is hot.
I've heard that if you have sex at if it's murder sex and you have sex at their house, you're actually safer. It's counterintuitive because if you kill a body at your house, it's much harder to dispose of the blood. Whereas you can just leave their corpse for their family and friends if you're there and disappear into the ghillie mist.
Well, murder sex usually happens in hotels.
Mm.
That's ideal.
Yes, that's ideal.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Unless they have, I mean.
Well, it depends on the hotel.
Cameras.
Yeah, cameras, but a seedy hotel. And you get to do that thing where you write a fake name on the ledger.
Oh, my God, I want to do that.
My name's Mr. Smithson.
Yeah, I've never stayed in a hotel that doesn't demand a credit card.
Oh, really? So. You need to go to, like, a weird place in Europe.
I feel like I don't.
I stayed at a hotel in Golden on my way back from Calgary, and the woman had one arm.
Oh, no.
At the desk, and it was very, like, if I were to be murdered, I hope it's this weekend. At the one-armed, you know, it was like a Hitchcock script. It was great.
Yeah, I want to stay at Bates Motel just for fun.
Well, now, I mean, it's much safer. He's in jail.
Yeah,
it's
you
not,
follow it.
Yeah.
Great.
What?
Bates Motel?
Oh, are you talking about the TV series?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the movie.
Oh, right.
Is that a good series?
It is good. I like it.
All right.
It's not great for my anxiety, but it's great for fun.
So, Ryan, what else is going on in your life? Putting you on the spot here.
I got back from doing a couple shows in the States.
Where were you doing that?
One in Seattle and then one just north of Seattle in Lake Stephen.
Okay. How did that go?
It's very similar to Vancouver, where in Seattle it was great and half an hour outside of Seattle it was not the same type of people.
Why is that? Why can't these people get it together?
It's like doing, like when you do a show in New West or any of the suburbs. I don't know what it is. It's just, it's a different vibe.
I feel like they're dumber. But is that just my perception? Like, I really feel like, wait, they're not going to get this
Ryan
joke.
Ryan has a joke about that, too.
Does he?
Yeah.
Are they dumber?
I don't know.
Well, they're not as cultured.
I think they definitely, yeah, they're not, like, they're certainly.
Showed out all our
experience with stand-up.
Call in right now if you're from
New West.
Yeah. You can quit Lim or New West.
Relentlessly mock you.
Yeah. This is pretty elitist. We're like, are they dumber in the place that we're in all?
I didn't chime in because I'm from Richmond.
Call in for skill testing questions.
Yeah. Well, I'm from like a small town like that, but like everyone in my small town was always like,
left.
She's weird.
She's too smart for this town.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure there are people in the suburbs who don't belong there, and then they get into their 20s, and then they're no longer in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a different kind of people that enjoy, I guess, suburbs and definitely, like, small towns where, you know, they go away to school and whatever, and then they're like, I miss not having things to do, and then they move back to their small town.
Yeah, and those are not the kind of people that you want at a comedy show. Yeah. People, I've just kind of given up and I want to slowly slip away. Hey, come out and laugh tonight. It's going to be great.
Well, I think they just wanted more like, you know, the base level comedy, dick jokes and talking about your wife and whatever.
Right.
Because they haven't watched a ton of comedy and aren't bored with that yet.
That's a good way of looking at it where, yeah, they're just not quite as advanced as us.
I love that face.
Is that better? I feel like you just made it work.
But it's not like that with, see, that's what's great about sports. Because when you go to, like, play basketball
all the time
in New West, they're not like, all the nets are shorter and we don't move as quickly. No, it's just basketball. You get it?
I play, so yeah.
I thought this analogy was really going to hit, and no one's really.
I don't really play sports.
I like air strikes there, so
fair.
And I have played on a court that had lower rim, but I think it was at an elementary school rather.
Yeah, yeah. You've been lurking at schools.
All we did was dunk. So.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever play tetherball in elementary school?
Yeah,
that was so. Great.
I never understood tetherball.
It's,
they were always there.
Yeah.
People made a big, like, it was somebody's job to take them back at night and put them out in the morning. Like, it was a big.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why they had that.
Big tetherball industry.
I like tetherball because you can play it by yourself.
Same.
That is the saddest.
That is sad.
That's true. Man. But it hits back, so it feels like you're.
Yeah. It feels like you're. Not alone.
But then when you get in the face, you're just like, this is embarrassing. I'm glad nobody else is here to see this.
Yeah. I was just pissed because by the time I got to grade 7 and I got to actually play, they took them out and I had to interact with other humans, which
they
was...
They took them out?
Yeah. I don't know. I think people are probably getting
were
punched.
Were they banned for safety or something?
Yeah. Safety is everywhere now. It's terrible. Things are too safe.
I feel like they're not safe enough. I still fall
really?
All the time.
But that's just
totally.
Definitely on you.
It is. I should wear a helmet all the time.
I read an article. I think it was in North Van. There was like a teacher or a parent group that was lobbying to get like a cover, like a roof put over the play area to protect their kids from the rain. It rains a lot here. And I was like, that is absolutely fantastic because those are parents who are literally trying to shelter their
kids. Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, they always make playgrounds less fun.
I feel we had this we had this thing called the Flying Fox when I went to school.
That sounds good.
And it was
that sounds good.
It was like a long wire with it was like a zip line.
Yeah.
But you weren't strapped in, you just held on to it.
Yeah.
It was the best.
Yeah. I'm sure they took that out.
Oh,
no,
well.
I grew up outside of cities, and so, like, the best thing was somebody had put a rope, and I don't know, because I was a kid, so it seemed enormous at the time, but I would say, like, at least 50 feet long, like, way up a tree, and then you would swing out, and basically most of the swing you would be out over like a valley. And so if you fell, it, like, people did fall, so you wouldn't break anything generally, but you know, it was like a good 20-30 feet or something.
That sounds so fun.
I know. And so we would, like, you know, run and swing kind of Tarzan style, just hanging. Yeah, fantastic.
Well, we had a good, like, 5-year run of nobody getting hurt and everybody having a great time on the Flying Fox. And then eventually this kid, like, annihilated himself. And then they were like, well, we got to get rid of it. And I'm like, no, this is...
We got to get rid of the
kid. We got through him. Now we're going to have another 5 years. You don't go out...
That kid learned a valuable lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be an accountant, not a zipper, you know?
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
I hate it when you go back to something you enjoyed when you were little, and it's very underwhelming. You know?
Yeah, like torturing cats. Not the same.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just joking.
Shocking.
Befriend them
now. You never get old.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, I was out with some people who have kids, and they were, like, thinking about buying a trampoline and like, looking at... Because now I guess they have trampolines that have, like, foam over the springs, and they have walls and all this sort of stuff, and they're... You know, and they're going to have, like, a one person at a time rule. Like, that is not the... Like, the point of a trampoline is...
To almost
hurt
yourself.
Try to double bounce your friend off of it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's,
you know, like, when you get so high that you're, like, looking down and the people on the ground look smaller and you know that you're going to land on the ground, like, that's thrilling.
My sister broke her arm on a trampoline.
Of course. That's how you know you're done.
Yeah.
They really are insane. Like, back in the day where the springs would be exposed.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So where I lived, somebody got a trampoline, and they built their own frame. It was like, I don't know, 4x10s or something. Like, it was big, solid boards all the way around, and like, no give at all. And then the springs, and then the trampoline.
Apparently, people actually get hurt more from the nets that they have around them now.
Good.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I know. Down with society.
But you don't want a trampoline, like, if you're a parent, because then you're the kid with the trampoline and all the other kids will be at your house all the time.
Yeah. What's the opposite of a trampoline? Like, what's a kid repellent?
That makes kids leave?
Religion.
Like a garden. An
Bible.
Alcoholic parent? Yeah. I don't know.
A no TV rule?
Oh, yes.
A no TV rule. Yes. Oh. There was, I had a... Did you have a friend who'd be like, oh, we don't watch?
I was that friend.
I've never...
I know.
Ick.
It wasn't my fault.
Oh, I had a friend. Okay, I went to my friend. Get this. Go to his house. I'm like, let's watch TV.
Yeah.
That's what we do, right?
Yeah.
Let's get this popping. And he was like, oh, we don't actually have cable, but we have a collection of talkies. His parents thought it would make for a better character to get him, like, Buster Keaton and Charlie, which is great now.
That's so cool.
But no, not when you're
not
a kid
him.
And want to watch cartoons.
I know.
They're like, we're going to watch Charlie Chaplin. Like, is your sound broken? What is this? This is horrible.
Why are they called
this.
Talkies if there's no sound?
Oh, wait. Talkie. Yeah, I screwed that up.
Yeah.
That's just part of my dumb joke. But yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, talkies. We like, just the ones right when they introduced the... Yeah.
No.
They had a guy reading the word on the thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised I grew up fairly normal not being able to watch TV and the fact that I made friends, because it's very hard to relate to children when you have no idea about pop culture.
Yeah, I didn't know, like, what music was.
Yeah.
We talked about this in the show before. Like, I was the most late bloomer. I had the Rugrats CD from the Rugrats movie, and I listened to that, like, 100 times. And I would listen to, I think, like, Z95 sometimes. And that's pretty much it. Like, I didn't understand what genres were or, like, anything was. And I went into high school, and, like, it all just hit me. And I started smoking weed, and yeah, it was crazy. Great times.
Sounds like a natural progression of life.
Yeah. Grades took a real dip.
Yeah.
I kind of had a similar-ish thing, except, like, not at the beginning, but, like, after Much Music stopped showing music videos, then there's just like a gap in my knowledge of pop music until I met my now wife, because she actually likes to listen to the radio in the car. But before that and after Much Music, like, I just had no vector for hearing music that I didn't want to listen to.
But your reality TV show knowledge went through the roof.
Not up on that. Although I did used to watch The Soup. That was a good way to, like,
Oh, yeah, The Soup was good.
The stupidest things that happened on all of the reality shows.
Did you watch when Aisha Tyler was the host?
I don't think so.
Oh, was it Greg Kinnear was yours?
No, the guy from Community.
Oh, okay, that's after Aisha Tyler.
This is MTV people?
This is The Soup. It's I think it's on the E! Network. It's still on.
Is it, what's it about?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like,
I got rid of cable now. So
it's an entertainment show where
they
update
you
on celebrities, but they make fun of them a lot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's how Greg Kinnear's career started.
Yeah, they just show and now it's almost entirely reality shows. There was a great one from that, what's the child pageant one?
Toddlers and Heroes?
Hmm. Yeah, so there was one where it was the mom just like going on and on about how much her daughter loves to compete and she loves having her makeup on and all this. And then they cut to showing the daughter whispering to her mom, "I don't like you."
Yeah, that's great.
Those things make me so sad. There's a really good Amy Schumer sketch about Toddlers and Terrors, too. Have you seen it?
No, I don't think so. I've seen that Tom Hanks did one on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes,
that was
good. I saw that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that was amazing.
I feel like a lot of kids would like that, though. Mm. Because you're basically like a little princess, right?
Not every kid wants to be a little princess, though.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you probably did, but I
think it's only till a certain point, because they're like, well, you're going to get your nails done, you're going to get a spray tan, you're going to drink this Red Bull so you can stay up for 12 hours.
Yeah.
It's
a really good princess. I was the most like stereotypical boy child. Like, I was obsessed with war. I would do like making like gun sounds. I saw Full Metal Jacket like way too young. And I didn't understand that movie isn't about like how war is awesome. I didn't understand how that movie is about how war is terrible. And I was just like, wow, this is cool. This sniper shootout, everyone's getting shot. I love this. So I'd pretend that there were snipers everywhere and I would run. Be like, I'm going to get shot. I'm going to get shot. It's amazing
fun.
I didn't shoot up my school because I was bullied a lot.
Same. That's
yeah. This guy chased me with a stick once. And see, I went to to Bing Arts.
Oh.
So like it was like an art school, which meant that all the bullies were really creative.
No.
So like, yeah, they were like way more like psychological and like, I'll give you a greatest hits. This one guy, he would do this thing where he would take juice boxes. Mm-hmm. He would steal my food, steal my lunch, and he would throw it on the ground and make me pick it up, which was humiliating already. But when I leaned down to pick it up, he would kick me in the head.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then he'd be like, "No, pick yourself up." Except it probably wasn't that deep of a voice.
I was going to say, he sounds like he was like a 20-year-old man.
And there was one guy that, content warning for this one, if you're easily offended, turn off the radio. But actually, I don't think I can say this on the radio.
Oh my God.
Well, let's just say he started a explicit gay gang and made a graffiti logo and put it all over the school. So not only was I, and then he would write my name underneath. So not only did the whole school think that I was part of a gay gang, which in school is not great, unfortunately. No, it's good. I wish that, and maybe now things have changed and being part of a gay gang is great.
Probably would be.
When I went to school, it was not.
Right.
And I'm not gay, so I don't want to be part of a gay, maybe a gay straight alliance.
Right. Yeah.
But not only that, the school thought that I was a vandal.
Oh my God.
So I got called to the principal and they were like, "Alex, look, we know about Queens of Butt Sex."
That's okay? what it was called?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I was like, no, you don't get it. This is not real. Like, a guy made this up. He's like, listen, this is...
How old
we know that it's hard coming out, and is like, this guy really got me good.
Oh my God.
And this other time, this guy just chased me, this guy named Brock.
That's just a bully name.
Yes.
That's also that rapey guy name.
Oh yeah,
really? Yes.
It's just a bad name. Don't name your kids Brock, listeners.
Chased me with a stick. And then every time he caught me, he would make, I'd be like, okay, can you just beat me and get this over with? And be like, keep running. And he loved the chase so much. Oh, and I just ran and ran and ran. Oh my God, this is horrible.
I would love to see him try to pick
that
up
that sounds like a literal nightmare. Like yeah. That sounds like yeah. the sort of thing that you have at night and yeah. then you wake up.
But I couldn't wake up from this dream.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I just had someone who pretended to be my friend and then made sure that I didn't have any other friends and they wasn't actually my friend.
Oh. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's how girls do it.
See, girls.
That is hardcore.
Yeah. I was friends.
Like, that's
with
a time investment.
Iced me out.
Yeah.
And then I had to do something to one of them so that they were afraid
oh
that I would
it's
do
like
it
jail.
To them. So then they iced her out and then were friends with me.
Oh my
so,
God.
Like, it was just like this cycle of, like,
oh it's very
having
psychological.
To do terrible things to each other oh to, like, God. Make them fear you.
What did you do to her that, mm-hmm. like.
Oh. I don't want to say because it's so mean now. I made them think she was a lesbian.
Oh,
so mean.
By spray painting her name under a cool logo. Yeah.
No, she was always really touchy feely. So
sounds
I just
great.
Like dropped the hint, and then they just like didn't want me to say that about them. I think that's how teenage girls.
Oh,
act.
The lesson here is that we are an awful generation.
Yes.
I didn't do anything. I was just bullied.
Yeah.
I
oh,
was
man.
Nice to other people. You got bullied in, or like, so that was teenagehood then?
Yeah, those were like that was my friends.
Right.
They iced me out.
That's interesting because
yeah.
High school is fine for me. It was elementary school that was bad.
Oh, I was like bullied for being fat. I was a fat kid, or I'm still kind of fat. I don't know. Like, I hate it when someone's like, I was a fat kid, and then I look at them and I'm like, well, you're still kind of fat.
I was, and
still kind of a bully.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm still terrified. Like, if I met Brock on the street today, I would run.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, the worst part is my bully is friends with my other friends, so now I see her in social situations, and we have to be cordial, and I just want to be like, you know you made my life hell, right?
You got to get payback.
Yeah, you just call her out.
I did that.
No, don't call her out.
No?
Just be subtle.
Subtle.
Oh. Just subtly ruin her life.
Totally.
Yeah.
I went on a killing spree after I left high school. I called all the people... That had, well, not Brock, I was too terrified of him.
Right.
But all the people that had wronged me, and I made them apologize.
Did you, like, Kill Bill? That's like Kill
well,
Bill shit.
No, Kill Bill, she killed them. Yeah. That would have been way better.
But it's kind of like
this
Kill
is,
Bill.
This is Call Bill.
Oh my God. Then they apologized to you?
They did, yeah.
They were just like, okay, whatever, man, stop calling me. Like,
yeah.
My wife is weirded out.
Yeah.
Weird. I should do that. How's your?
You should call and apologize to that girl, Randy.
I'm friends with her.
Oh.
We're friends to this day.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, that's good now.
It's weird how that stuff kind of works with women. It's like,
yeah,
just went through.
What, Ryan?
Negging?
Negging, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess
girls
so.
Neg other girls for friendship in a way.
I don't understand what negging is.
Negging is where you.
Here, I'll neg you, okay? We're at a club.
Okay.
Hey, your jacket's pretty stupid. Who chose that for you?
Oh, and then I'm like, it's like flirty?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was this guy who I went to film school with who started coming to my shows, and he would do that to me.
Oh,
and then he like messaged me on Facebook, and I was like, yeah, I hate it when you nag me. And he's like, what? And I'm like, you're nagging me all the time. And he's like, oh, that's just my personality. And I'm like, well, it's gross.
And then you have a douchey personality.
Yeah.
No kidding. Where did you go to film school?
VFS.
Oh, nice.
I went to film school, too.
And
Ryan,
so
did you go
I.
to film school? 4 for 4?
No, I did a program in Victoria that was like just general media, so it was like radio, television, writing.
Yeah, that's
close enough.
School.
It's close sort of enough. Stuff.
All right, let's make
not
a movie.
Specifically film.
Feature film.
Anna made a short film. How does this put contact under the table, Randy? told me the plot on the way here. Great plot.
Thank you.
I think
you.
We might have a budding sum over here.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We'll see.
Can you tell them the plot? I really like this. I like this plot a lot.
Sounds good. Takes place in Vancouver, and it's about a woman who is 35, and she's recently divorced, and she has, like, all she's left with is this house, and there's these two big trees in front of her house, and she wants to get rid of them so she can have a view, but she has a very, like, vegan activist neighbor who has a very strict no tree trimming policy that she's trying to get the neighbors on board with. But then the main character finds out there's going to be a windstorm, so she decides to sabotage these trees so that they'll fall down during the windstorm. But then one of the trees falls and hits the neighbor's boyfriend, and then everyone's upset, but it turns out that the reason the tree fell is because it hadn't been properly pruned, so it's actually the neighbor's fault. But then in the last scene, one of the trees falls on the main character's house, and it's ruined anyways. The end.
How are you going to film that?
We already filmed
the whole house.
We used VFX, and
it
was expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not as expensive as destroying a house in Vancouver.
No, but also not as fun, you know?
True.
Like, destroying a house would be fun.
Did you do it kind of, like, subtly? Where it's, like, implied and, like,
a lot of implications.
There's a blurry thing over there.
Yeah.
Big sound effect.
It was a low budget, so yes.
What was your budget, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, for food and everything, the actors all did it for free and stuff.
That's pretty key, I guess.
It was, we had a great crew, and it was really, really small, so it was like $400. But then for VFX, it's like over $1,000, which...
Wow.
Did you get funding?
No, we did it ourselves.
Oh.
Yeah.
She had a pretty good DP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my previous teachers.
It's mind-boggling to me, because we both went to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
Different
times.
Langara Film School, yeah. And we had really off, because I got into so many personality clashes with that Byron.
Right.
I had problems with authority.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it's, you got along with him so well that he became the DP on your film.
It wasn't even me. It was more he was friends with my director.
Right.
But yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Not
bad. It worked.
Social skills. A good thing to have.
Yeah.
Working on them, always.
Don't really have those.
We were talking about fathers, Ryan. Yeah. How's your relationship with old Papa Rooney?
Good now. Because he did not really want to have kids. And so when he was living at home, then he was miserable. And then after my parents got divorced and I was just seeing him like on a weekend or whatever, and then it was just fun, and then we got along great.
That's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just a happy ending.
Oh.
In, like, a non-sexual way. Like a...
Oh, yeah,
that would have been bad.
I met Ryan's dad.
At the wed?
Yeah.
Nice. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say I've never been to a wedding, and so
anyone's
getting married, please invite me.
Ryan
You've
had the best
wedding.
Never
been to any wedding?
No, and everyone
That's staggering.
Says to me,
"That is crazy.
Why have you not been to one?" I'm like, it's not by choice. I haven't been invited to any. I don't know.
I still don't have a lot of friends, but still, I went to like 2 or 3 weddings, I think, before I met my now wife, and then like now I've been to, I don't know, like, I think we're going to 3 or 4 this year.
I'm very jealous.
What's your take on the wedding guest experience? Like, would you say that it's a good... I've found it can be either really boring or a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think the main thing with the wedding guest experience is that it's better to be part of a group that is loosely affiliated than to be really good friends with the bride or groom and not know anybody, because you do not see those people. Like... You're going to be hanging out with other people. And so if you don't know anyone there, it's pretty lame.
You know what's a key is you got to find, if you don't know a lot of people at a wedding, and that's going to happen a lot of the time, or like Ryan was saying, you just know the people getting married and they're not going to talk to you. You got to find
you got to find the guy that knows everyone, because there's always like a really outgoing.
It's Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
Crashers.
Well, no, because they crash weddings.
Because they did not know anybody.
Yeah. I know, but they're the best.
You got to find that and befriend that guy, and then he's your in with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My plan is just to dance the whole time.
Well, you've never been to a wedding, so. Oh, that's your. Yeah,
that's my plan, though.
That's not bad.
Did you know that there is not dancing for parts of the wedding?
Yeah, there is.
What?
A significant chunk.
Yeah. I didn't know that because I've never been to a wedding.
I love her that she has all these ideas about what a wedding is, and like none of them are.
I'm just going to be in charge of the fireworks.
Ryan's wedding had a candy buffet,
a food buffet,
two bars, a photo booth, and a live band.
And from the pictures that I've seen, every comic in Vancouver but me.
And also, like, I don't know how many. I think it was probably like 60 or 70 comics.
Oh my God.
But like that was just a little pocket in this ocean of brown people. Like there are about 650 people there.
Did all the comics do speeches? I would love if all the comics did speeches.
Kyle Bottom emceed it, and Stefan gave a speech, and that was it.
Ryan, I don't know you, but I feel like, could you renew your vows in a couple years and invite me, please?
See, the problem with that is that her dad is only going to be willing to spend the teacher's annual salary on one night.
Right.
One time.
Right. Fair enough. Okay, well.
That was our inheritance that is now gone.
That's the crazy thing about a wedding.
That sounds like the best wedding I've ever heard of, though. 650 people, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because we, we didn't really want that wedding. Like, if we had our choice, we would have done the cute little, you know, it'll be simple, we'll invite, like, 50 people, whatever. But then, you know, she got her parents to give her a list of who they were going to invite.
Yeah.
And then we kind of calculated it out, and we figured, well, that's like 400 people.
It's always the parents.
That we don't even care about. And so then we're just like, well, then we're inviting everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I get married, I would like the small thing too, but I have a really hard time. I want everyone to be included all the time. And so I.
Yeah, it would be very hard to, like, you would basically have to be like immediate family and a couple of friends, and that's it.
Yeah. Shoot.
I'm going to try to be that guy at your wedding. That's my goal, that everyone comes to.
Oh, okay, right.
You're going to practice.
Sounds good. I love that we're close enough that you're going to
know all six people.
I went to this wedding in Austin. No, Austin. What am I talking about? What's that place where they invented wings? Buffalo. Yeah. And it was awesome. They had catering from that place, Anchor Bar, where they invented buffalo wings. And they had this is a brilliant, brilliant idea. So they've got it catered by that place and another place. And then there's this big chalkboard, and everyone votes for what wings they like best.
Mm.
Great icebreaker. Everyone's voted. And then it was in a mansion, and there was butlers were bringing around treats. And it was all in a hotel, and everyone was staying at the hotel. And it was great. And she was a dog trainer, the person that was getting married. And they had choreographed with the dogs to like little Easter egg. Like, we didn't know this. I didn't know that this was happening. So like when they said, "I do," this dog just ran out and was like, "Woof, woof." And they were like, "I do." And then the other dog was like, "Woof." And I was like, "What?"
Because
I'm like drunk and I'm like, "There's dogs, they're doing things. This is the greatest night of my life." Yeah.
Yeah, I think like the greatest night of my life is definitely going to be not my wedding, but definitely someone else's.
Yeah.
It's more fun to observe.
Totally, because you can only have your wedding. Well, actually, no, you can't.
No, several times. You plan on getting divorced over and over.
But it's not actually like when it's your wedding, you're just stressed about a lot of things.
Exactly.
And you're probably sleep deprived because you were up, like you couldn't sleep well the night before, and it's just, yeah, like everyone was saying how the food at our wedding was amazing, and like we literally ate none of it. We had like fries from Wendy's.
Yeah, that's a thing. Afterwards. Because at that wedding in Buffalo, I remember, because we all got good food, but the bride and groom got like extra good. Because no matter how good your food has to be, their food has to be better. They actually had the thing where, like, it comes out on a plate and they, like, take the lid off, you know, like the big fancy. Yeah. Mm. And they had lobster and they didn't eat any of it.
Yeah.
Because they're all
stressed. Yeah, no, somebody brought us a plate when we were sitting up at the, there was like a stage. And it's just like, I just looked at it and I was like, no, like that is, I can't eat that.
And then I wanted to go eat their food.
Yeah.
Like it all went to waste. It all got taken away. And I was like, but I can't eat the bride and groom. Like, I'm pretty
I'd have
sure
no
that,
problem doing that.
Yeah.
Just walk up and rip a claw off the lobster in front of them.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're ripping lobster claws. We're ripping it up on 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory every Friday at 10 a.m. Ryan will be at Yuck Yuck's Abbotsford tonight, did you say?
Yeah, I think showtime's 7 o'clock.
Check out the Comedy Mix if you want. If you're in Vancouver this weekend, Phil Hanley featuring. I'm going there tonight. I will be in the Yuck Off next week. And thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
What a wonderful show it has been.
Yes.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Yeah. And we're going to get out of here. Bye, Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.
Bye, nice meeting you.
Bye, thanks, guys.
See you.
Well, that was cool. Let's go get some food or something.
Are shining and the sailboats sway and the cool ocean breeze blowing down through the keys. I think I'll call it a day. Oh, midnight on the bay sure feels good. What's this I see? There's someone coming, walking right up to me. She tells me, I know your name, and if it's all the same, I'd like to spend some time. Are shining on the sailboats that sway in the cool ocean breeze blowing down through the keys. I think I'll call it a day. Oh, midnight on the bay sure feels good. We'll be right back.
Ha ha ha!